I'd never heard of bookies, and the people who did know it by the name that was on the marquee, which was Gagan's. And I'd heard of it from, I don't know, somebody else. I didn't even know there were any gay bars in Detroit. I had a concept that such things existed. I just didn't know that there were any in Detroit.
Yeah.
And the first gig we did after the Red Carpet was a gay bar that had been closed down, and they opened it up just for us, and they got all the money. We didn't get paid for doing anything. Then we did one more gig at that place, which was originally called The Carousel. It was at 7 and John R., and they wanted us to run it, and Vince, who was a rhythm guitarist in the band, I'd let him in when I thought Tom was going to be too difficult to work with. And Vince was originally really easy to work with, he just couldn't play. But I felt that it was far easier for someone to learn how to play if they wanted to. And he did learn how to play, and he turned out to be a good rhythm guitarist eventually. But it's easier to teach somebody how to play than it is to teach them to have good taste in music. And he had good taste in music. And he basically put his life in my hands and said, I just want to be a silly. I just want to be in the sillies. That's all I care about. So he had found bookies because he was familiar with the gay bar scene. So that's how we ended up playing at bookies. And after the thing that got me was that we were scheduled to play this place. And before we went in, suddenly there's a show 3 weeks before our show. I thought, what the hell is this? This place hasn't been doing live music at all. And suddenly somebody jumps our train. And Vince said, I don't know what happened. They must have gotten wind of it and went in there. I've never gotten the full story, but as I understood it, the word got out we were playing. And from what I'm told, Jack Tann and Don Fagenson went to Bookie and said, let us come in early and do our own show, and we're a real production team, and you know, we'll do things very professionally, and we'll bring in everything, and don't worry about it, we're professionals. So they did two weekends, left the following weekend, and Sure Shot had a bunch of bands through, and they asked us to play, and we didn't, because we knew we had a show a week later. And after we did our show, they gave us the room.